Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a jungle breakbeat in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into that classic old-school rave pressure. If you're just getting started with DNB edits, this is a really strong beginner exercise because you're not trying to invent an entire drum part from nothing. You're taking an existing break, chopping it up, and reshaping it into something that feels tighter, heavier, and way more musical. And that's the magic of jungle and old-school DNB. The break is not just drums in the background, it is the vibe. A good break edit can make the whole track feel more alive, more urgent, and more dangerous in the best way. So today we're going to use Ableton's stock tools to make a loop that hits hard, swings properly, and still leaves space for a bass line underneath. First, find a break with attitude. Something Amen style or funk style works great, especially if it has a strong snare and some natural ghost notes. That uneven human feel is part of the charm. Drag the sample into an audio track and set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone, around 170 to 174 BPM. Don't worry if the sample was originally recorded slower. Ableton can time stretch it for us. Now double-click the clip and make sure warp is turned on. For drum breaks, beats warp mode is usually the best place to start, because it keeps the transients crisp. That matters a lot at high tempo. If the drums get smeared, the whole groove loses its snap. Set the loop length to 1 bar if you want a tight classic feel, or 2 bars if the break has more movement and you want to preserve that. If the sample feels messy, focus on the strongest section of the break instead of trying to force the whole thing to work. A useful starting point in beats mode is to preserve transients, keep transient loop mode off, and only soften the envelope a little if the break sounds too clicky. We want punch, not plastic. In jungle, the impact of the snare and kick needs to come through clearly, especially once bass starts sharing the low end. Next, we're going to slice the break to MIDI. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is one of the easiest beginner-friendly ways to rebuild a break in Ableton, because each hit becomes its own playable slice. Slice by transient, send it to a new MIDI track with simpler, and keep the default drum rack layout if you want to move quickly. Now you've got a playable break kit. Think of it like a drummer's toolkit, except you're the one deciding the phrasing. Don't try to make it perfect immediately. First, build the groove. Open a MIDI clip and start placing the main hits. Put the main kick on the strong downbeats, place the snare on the backbeats, and then fill the spaces with ghost notes and hats. The key here is not to turn it into a boring, rigid drum machine loop. We want it to still feel like a breakbeat, which means it should suggest motion, not just sit on a grid. A great mindset here is anchors and motion. Your kick and snare are the anchors. Everything else should either push the groove forward or fill a tiny gap. If a note isn't helping with one of those jobs, it probably doesn't need to be there. That's a really useful editing rule for jungle and DNB. Try adding a few ghost notes around the snare. Even 2 or 3 can make the whole loop breathe more naturally. And if the groove feels too locked, nudge a few notes slightly off the grid. You can do that by dragging them a tiny bit or using your arrow keys with a modifier. Just a small timing shift can bring a lot of swing and human feel back into the pattern. Now let's shape the feel with velocity and groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle groove. A swing amount somewhere around 54 to 58% is a good starting range, but keep it tasteful. We want bounce, not sloppy timing. Then go into the MIDI clip and shape velocities. Strong hits should be higher, ghost notes should be lower, and if you want more push, give the second snare a little extra accent. If you're using simpler slices, velocity can also affect how hard each slice triggers, which is great, because it makes the break feel more like a performance than a loop. And that's an important point. Even if the pattern repeats, think of each bar like the drummer is answering the previous one. Small changes in the second half of the bar can make the loop feel way more alive. Now let's clean the break up a bit and give it some body. Put the drums in a drum rack or group them, then start a simple processing chain with stock devices. First, EQ 8. High pass any unnecessary rumble around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is getting muddy, cut a little in the 200 to 400 Hz range. And if the snare needs more presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help it crack through the mix. After that, add glue compressor. Keep it light. You're not trying to squash the life out of the break. A slowish attack, a reasonable release, and only around 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is often enough. We want the drums to feel like one solid unit, but still breathe. Then add saturator, a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip-on, can thicken the drums and give them that extra edge. This is a really nice step because saturation can add density without completely flattening the transient punch. In heavier DNB, A bit of grit often sounds better than trying to polish everything too clean. If the break still feels a little plain, add some small layers. A closed hat on the offbeats can help. A rim or wood hit can add groove. A tiny reverse cymbal or noise swell into the snare can build tension. But keep these layers quiet. The original break should still be the star. In jungle, too many layers can erase the personality that made the break good in the first place. Here's a good trick. Instead of constantly adding more, create contrast. Remove one hit every 4 or 8 bars. Drop out a kick before a snare. Add a quick fill at the end of a phrase. Pull the hats away for one beat before the drop. That kind of editing creates energy without clutter. Now we need to think about the bass line. This is where a lot of beginner DNB edits go wrong. If the break is too thick in the low mids, it will fight the bass line, and the whole track starts feeling cloudy. So keep the sub separate, keep it in mono, and let the drums own the center. If you have a reese or mid bass, make sure it isn't stepping on the snare. Often the arrangement fix is better than the plugin fix. If the bass keeps colliding with the snare, change the bass rhythm first. That call and response relationship is huge in DNB. The break hits, then the bass answers in the gaps. When that relationship works, the drop feels bigger than either part alone. That's the old school pressure we're aiming for. Now let's turn the loop into an actual section. A simple arrangement could be 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of drop, 8 bars of switch up, another 16 bars of drop variation, and then an outro. In the intro, you might filter the break and leave just the snare or hats. On the drop, bring everything in. For the switch up, remove a kick, add a fill, or change the groove slightly. In the outro, strip things back so the track is DJ-friendly. Use simple automation to build tension. Auto-filter works great for opening the brightness over a few bars. A little reverb sent on a snare fill before the drop can make the impact feel larger. Utility can help you pull the level down before the drop and bring it back in for the hit. Keep it musical and straightforward. Old-school rave energy often comes from anticipation, not overcomplication. Before you move on, do a quick mix check. Listen at full tempo and also at a lower volume. Ask yourself, is the snare clearly hitting? Is the kick defined under the bass? Are the ghost notes audible without getting noisy? Is the break too bright or harsh? Does the loop feel like it can repeat without becoming annoying? If the top end feels sharp, tame it a little with EQ8 around 6 to 9 kHz. If the loop feels weak, add a touch more saturation or compression, but stop as soon as it feels confident. One important coaching note. Don't chase perfect cleanliness too early. Jungle and old-school break edits often sound exciting because they have a little grit, uneven energy, and attitude. Get the groove working first, then polish only the parts that are actually causing problems. If you want to push this further, try duplicating the loop and making two versions. Keep one sparse and one busier. Alternate them every 8 or 16 bars so the track evolves without needing a whole new break. You can also flip one slice into a fill by reversing it, pitching it slightly, or repeating it quickly. That's a great way to make custom movement from the same source material. Another cool idea is to make a stripped-down breakdown version of the break. Remove most of the hits and leave just a few hats, a ghost snare, and one kick. That gives you a useful tension section for intros or breakdowns, and it also helps the main drop feel stronger when the full break returns. So to recap, find a good break, warp it properly, slice it to MIDI, rebuild the groove with kick, snare, ghosts, and hats, shape the feel with velocity and subtle swing, then clean it up with EQ, compression, and saturation. Keep the low end separate, leave space for the bass line, and build simple arrangement changes so the loop works in a real track. If you're doing the practice exercise, give yourself 15 minutes. Load one break, slice it to MIDI, build a one-bar loop with a strong snare, add at least 3 ghost notes and 1 hat variation, process the drum group, and then make an 8-bar section with 1 small fill or mute variation. If you can get the break to feel like it belongs in a real DNB drop, you're on the right track. That's the lesson. Rebuild the break, keep the pressure, and let the groove do the talking.